Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T, and we are here with a man who needs no introduction. He's a man, a myth, a legend, another participant in the pot, in the, what was it called? Improv class that me and Jonas attended. He's a beautiful man. He's he's a sexy man. And he knows it. He knows it.
Yeah, and even Ring made noise when he talked about how sexy he was.
I bring to you DJ Dance Face, the original, accept no substitutes. And here he is.
Hi. DJ Dance Phase.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, God, that's creepy.
I'm sitting here upset by what's happening on my screen right now. For those who are listening,
why are you upset?
TNT's face keeps transforming into a creepy doll woman. And I'm not going to sleep for several days after this.
Oh, my God. Now it's.
Why are you upset?
I hate it so much.
Oh my God. So yeah, if you aren't watching live or I guess on Facecam on our YouTube channel, go to thecrazytown.com. That's where you can subscribe there. Also, we're available on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, any place you can get a podcast, even Grandma's Kitchen Radio is probably playing us right now.
She loves us.
DJ Dance Face. Hey. How's it been, man? It's been a while since we seen you, talked to you, done stuff.
It's been a long ass time. I'm good, man. Living that pandemic lifestyle.
I see you're in a room with nothing on the wall, so that's about apt for pandemic lifestyle.
That's the idea. See, I like to really decorate my Zoom space by making it as blank as possible so people can focus on my sexy mug like we were talking about.
I thought maybe it was just like the depression had set into a point where you've taken everything down off the walls.
Well, no, and you do see the depression set into the point that it's just like a pile of paintings in the corner.
You're like, I'm almost done to give it all away. It's almost time to give my paintings away. And then
I'm done with wall decor. I just want to enjoy these nice blank beige walls. That's what I need in my life.
I love how even the carpet is like an off-white beige to match. Yeah.
That's what I like. DJ Dance Face likes nothing but shades of beige and creme.
Eggshell.
Yeah. He's real eggshell. Edgy.
Eggshell is not good enough. You must go even darker and gloomier.
Oh, yeah.
So how have you been for real, though, man? How's work treating you?
Oh, shit. Like shit.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. No. I'm an educator.
You don't have to give any. Don't dox yourself.
I'm not going to. But we were talking about. I chose a very interesting year to go into the field of education. I timed it just perfectly to hit off with a global pandemic. But I'm lucky. We moved into a new house recently.
Awesome.
With our beige eggshell walls.
Wouldn't be a new house if it wasn't beige eggshell.
It's good.
Nice, dude. Yeah, we're doing the same old stuff here. We're just doing a podcast, trying to make everybody else's life a little better by making ourselves
doing God's work.
Right.
I mean, I guess.
What about you, TNT? How you been since last week?
We live together.
The Crazy Town compound is a very vast and large structure. I go weeks without seeing him, so I don't even know he exists.
How long has it been since you guys left your rooms?
When did the pandemic start?
at least 4 hours for me, I would say.
Yeah, I was gone. I came home earlier. I was out venturing in a land of sea of.
He was out getting pussy.
Yeah, congratulations. I'm happy for you. Don't be shy. Embrace those that.
Those things exist out there in the world.
He was out getting pussy. He can't say it, but you. I can say it for him. So.
I have nothing to say. So, yeah. Well, I guess we're going to jump right into it. Over the course of your lives, I know some of us have partners, wives, whatever, but in the course of your life, before you were locked down, you know, have you ever dated more than one woman at a time, seen a couple people?
We jumped right in. No.
He's like, what's dating?
I've been married for 13 years. What is this dating? Tell me more.
Wow. Are you serious?
Really? Yeah. No, totally. We've been together for 13. You know what? It all blends together. I don't know anymore.
You're like, I graduated junior high school, and then now I'm married. That's all I really know about my 13 life.
13 years?
We've been together for 13 years. We've been married for like 6.
But still, I mean, yeah, that's a long time. So, well, awesome. Well, never mind then. Well, you can maybe relate in comedic jest then. So
I will.
So but even man, 13 years, what were you doing before 13 years?
Oh, you know.
Just praising the Lord.
Huh? Just praising the Lord Jesus Christ, my one and only, with my purity ring.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, well, see, you traded your purity ring in for a wedding ring, and then you've just sealed
it. And here I am, and I'm married to a satanic witch. It's what you jump right into.
Yeah, you go from the left to the right, or the right to the left, depending on what's like. Yeah, exactly. So,
Well, fine, Jonas. I will admit that I have definitely juggled more than one woman at a time.
Okay.
The most I've ever juggled, 2.5.
Was now, one of them? Can we follow up on the? We are all curious now.
What do you mean?
The half was woman she, that you dated.
Was she in an accident?
Well, she was.
Was she living at the time?
All right. So the one was the man.
Was she really short?
No,
because that's mean, and we're judging you right now.
Yeah, if you only call her a half woman because she was short, that is not okay.
Honestly, this is gonna never. You know what? I don't know if I should get into it. Now that I think about it, like if she was short, that would actually be the preferred. Like that would be.
Oh, you call her a half, and that's worse than her being short.
That would be less offensive than the actual reason I consider it 2.5. Let's just say, you know, half.
Okay.
But yeah, I had one main, one backup, and a half. I don't want to get into it, man.
Well, if you calling a short person a half is better than the real explanation,
she wasn't sure.
I feel you. So
let's just say that cognitively, half.
Every time, this is a magic thing about this story, is that every single time you add a detail to dig yourself out of one hole, there's a chasm opening up, and I'm like, I want to know more about this.
Yes, I'm not digging. Yeah.
Now I'm like, wait, now it's cognitively, so now did she not even know that you were dating her? She's like, I don't even know who this man is.
You just kind of appear on corners, you're like, hey, baby.
She wasn't 100% aware of... What's going on?
Okay. I got you. You're
dating somebody, seeing somebody, and stalking somebody. I'm on this now.
No, it's much more nefarious than that.
Wow. As he said before, the chasm.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So seeing somebody, dating somebody, kind of seeing somebody on the side, and kidnapping somebody else.
Yeah. That's actually less nefarious than the real story.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's go with that one.
I'm glad I cleared that up.
So anyway, I've probably seen a couple girls at a time, but it was never like one was my girlfriend and I had a secret other person and like whatever. It was just like I was happening to hang out with a few different people.
You don't know what you're missing, man.
You don't? No? I guess not. I guess you're living the life of all three of us. So, so there was a man... In Japan, he was arrested. I'm not sure how he was arrested for this, but as you can see right now, he was arrested for dating more than 35 women at once solely for the purpose to get birthday gifts.
I heard about this story.
So what he did was he dated, I guess, 35 different women and told them all he had different birthdays. So all throughout the year, he was getting presents from them. So he said like one, he said his birthday was in like November. And then the other one, he said it was, I have to register now to read this article that I didn't have to before. So
you can just make up the details now.
Yeah. So he wanted a toy doll for his birthday. So it said in the article, I did read it earlier and now I've hit the paywall, obviously. So, and I refuse to pay for things. So, he wanted, to tell people that I think they got him for fraud. I don't know how they exactly got him. or what he got arrested for, because it's really not illegal to date 35 women, nor tell them that your birthday is different. Yeah, to get a toidle.
There's a moral, obviously, a moral paywall, if you will.
Right. Where,
right. Like, yeah. Ooh, like what you did there.
But I don't, it's not illegal.
Yeah, it said that some of them bought him like 200 yen suits and things. Like, have I just dated trash women that just never bought me nice presents?
I think this just opens up is that you've been, you know, trying to get free things, and now you can get someone to date you, and for your birthday ask to get access to that article.
Right.
Doing this all wrong. Yeah.
I know, right? So it's like, I never, like, but here's the other thing, too. It's like, if I've, like, with someone, like...
$20.
That's how much it costs? That's not a great suit. No. He's asking for little things. It's like a cheap suit and little turtles.
That's 2,000 yen.
This story is, once again, straddling something where when you first see 35 women, you're like, whoa, where's this going? And then it gets kind of cute. You're like, oh, he wanted a turtle in a little suit.
Yeah, he's just lonely. He just wants a different woman to give him a present every week. But like when you're dating a girl, do you get them like hundreds of dollars of presents if you're not like in like a serious relationship?
No, no. I would spend right. about $20 on them. Yeah, that's right. What you're getting.
So like if I've been dating you for like a month and like it's Valentine's Day or your birthday, like, yeah, I'm not buying you a $200 present. Get the F out of here.
No, you get a $20 suit.
$20 suit and a reptile, and that's all you're gonna get from me. That's the extent of our love. Yeah.
Is this a common gift that you give? You give like a reptile and a piece of cake?
Y'all need to date more people. You can just buy reptiles and a piece of cake. It's a good
Has been married for 13 years, so if he's been doing something right.
Spice things up with
every cold blood. Here, I got you a rattlesnake and a cheesecake.
It's kind of like in an improv show when you feel like things are starting to burn out in the end, you run out of ideas. You're just kind of pulling whatever you can get. I haven't said this yet. Right. I haven't given this as a gift yet.
Like every scene that we all did, we just went down a rabbit hole completely.
I think this just speaks to the fact that women give shit gifts.
She gave a $200 suit. How's that a shit gift?
Ain't $200 yen suit.
$200 yen is not... Listen... Have you guys ever gotten a gift from a girl that was, I want to say good, but I'm going to say worth the shit?
Ooh.
Can you think of a gift that you've ever gotten from a female that was worth the shit? And don't say your engagement ring. That doesn't fucking count. All right? And don't say a blowjob. That doesn't fucking count either.
That's a gift, but in a different way. No, I got a one time when I was married, I got a shoulder and neck massager thing that plugged into an outlet, and it was like I still use that ish to the day.
You do still use that to this day.
My wife gave me a bunch of knives recently.
Oh. Four.
Just maybe you and I need a bunch of knives.
Do you ever give gifts that you really want? Just like, here, honey, I got you a vacuum.
Whoa. No, I would not. If I gave that as a gift, those knives would be used on me. That's opposite direction.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you want a bunch of knives?
You can always use a bunch of knives. Don't you want a bunch of knives?
No.
That's very handy.
But no.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they kitchen knives or like...
The knives, dude. It speaks volumes on your own preferences.
Oh, no, that definitely does.
Are they kitchen knives or like tactical knives? I mean, I guess that makes a difference.
We did get some new kitchen knives that are really nice, but that's boring, mundane, married details when suddenly you're like, you know what I really want? I want a vacuum that has a battery. And now I'm plugged into the walls. That's what I want.
I don't want to trip over the cord when I'm cleaning our house.
It's nice. It's really good.
I hate vacuuming. I bought an iRobot so I never have to use the vacuum again, and it works.
I love those, though. Those are great.
Yeah, I got a cheap one because I didn't get a Roomba. I'm not spending $800 on a vacuum. So what about you, TNT? You ever got a gift that was worth an ish? I know you got one gift that was worth an ish.
Yeah, and it's the one I'm going to bring up, too. I remember when Xbox, what is it? What is the one we have now? The Xbox One? When it first launched, my girlfriend at the time got me the day one edition. Held on to it for like, because my birthday's in March. Held on to it until December. Gave it to me. And it was like Christmas morning. It was like I was a little kid and it was Christmas morning. And that was like a $500 gift.
Yeah.
I was very, very impressed. And that's probably the best gift I've ever gotten from a female. I've also had a girl get me a cat one time.
Did you want the cat?
I kept the cat for about a week. And then I gave it to somebody at my job who was like, I'll take the cat.
Well, here's the thing. How are you going to give somebody a present that they got to take care of for years?
Here, I love you. Here's the gift of responsibility. Have fun.
Every gift begins with responsibility.
Right, exactly. Like, but, you know, here's my thing, too. The present that I got when I was married, I don't think that counts either because our money was together. So it's like it was our money that bought me that present.
See, now you're splitting hairs. Now you're splitting
hairs. That makes a big difference.
You do run into that we have to have a conversation when it comes to, like, gift-giving season. We're like, all right, so technically we're just giving each other things with our own money right now. So you have to have that kind of conversation where you have a joint bank account.
Well, right, so because, like,
it's like relationship petty cash.
Yeah, kind of.
Put it aside.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, if it's really great if your wife gets you a $500 present, but if it's something you don't want that much and it's out of both of your money, you're spending $250 of your own money on that for yourself as well. So it'd be better just to be like, do you want this thing? Is it worth spending all that money on you?
Because I think that's what ends up being more endearing about it is that, you know, when the money is joint together, it's less about how much was spent on it and more like how much did they say that they knew about you because they knew that, I think makes the gift a little more fun.
Yeah, yeah. I have done things in the past when our money was together where it's like, hey, for Christmas, we'll each take $100 and you have to get at least X amount of presents with that $100 and you can't spend more than half on one present. Then it becomes, what can you find to fit these stipulations? And they're more thoughtful, like fun gifts. So it's like, yeah, we got to get at least five presents with $100. Can't spend more than half on one gift. And then you get these like, yeah, you get these little $7 gifts that are like just something kind of neat that you needed or whatever. But it's not ridiculous. TNT shaking his head.
TNT is not about this gift pay limit.
No, dude, you fucking married people disgust me.
Hey, in my defense, I am no longer married, and I am okay with that.
Well, you discussed me with your previous behavior.
That's fine. You know, honestly, I discuss myself with a lot of my previous behavior, whether it be marriage or other. So,
no, it is. It's interesting that we get this take that I'm not familiar with. So, yeah,
right, yeah, because we get the current married guy, the guy who was married and is no longer, and the guy who has never been. So you get all three sides.
God willing.
No, and that's a good decision to know about yourself because it takes a certain amount of weirdness to do it and enjoy it.
I have noticed.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep that in mind.
Don't do it. I like it. Don't do it.
But here's, I really don't understand why this guy got arrested because it doesn't seem like he did any unethical, immoral, sure. Illegal?
They got different laws over there, my dude. They got different laws over there.
Maybe he was asking for shit gifts, and they're just like, stop wasting our fucking time. People keep complaining about you for your shit birthday gift asks.
Yeah. This reminds me of the guy recently who was in the news. Well, I shouldn't say recently. It's within the last 5 years or so.
That'll count.
But he was on Tinder, and he would take girls out on dates, and then he would order the meal, eat with them, and then he would ditch.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, is it illegal to do that?
I guess really? Technically, no.
It's immoral as fuck.
Oh, it's a D move.
It's absolute dick move. I don't know where that would line legally.
Because if I did, like, check it. If me, you, and DJ Dance Face went out to eat, and we order food and we eat together, and then DJ Dance Face decides to take off.
I gotta piss, guys. Bye.
And then he never comes back from the bathroom. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, you gotta pay for him. We're gonna be like, oh, that's fucked up. And we're gonna pay his bill.
Right, right.
And then, like, we get free range to, like, put a foot in his ass next time we see him. But, like, I don't know if we can call the cops necessarily.
Well, and if that is, what are you talking? You're talking like a $20 meal. Like, exactly. What's really, it's like a very misdemeanor thing. It's not like it was $500 felonious, like, amount.
Exactly. And from what you told me, this guy was only getting, like, meager gifts from these girls. Plus, women, like I said earlier, women can't get anything good for guys, as far as I'm concerned. Like, a girlfriend ain't getting you anything good for Christmas or a birthday or anything.
Does this mean this whole time we could have been, like, suing people for dinner fraud? Like, someone doesn't pay their half of the bill? Like, if that is, like, a punishable offense,
I don't.
That's something you guys, I feel like, yeah.
Okay, hot take. Life,
y'all. Okay, bring it.
Have you guys ever been out to a dinner where they did one joint tab?
Yeah.
Like, see, I don't like that. Hot take, I think that's bullshit. Because there's always one guy who's like, oh, another round
100%.
Of drinks. Another round of drinks.
As a former New Yorker, they do not split the check. If you ask them to split the check, they give you the punishment. Like, they give you the look.
Okay.
And so you always have this thing going at the table that there's the one lazy asshole who ordered too much, then forgot all the things they ordered. And then there's the one mathematician who's trying to, like, type it all out and figure it out. And there's everyone else just trying to, like, keep the awkward to a minimum level. And you always end up paying for that one asshole's drink that he forgot about.
You always end up paying more. Especially in that person's case.
Yeah. You always end up paying for the jalapeno poppers that you don't remember eating.
Yeah, they're like, here, he's like, hey, guys, I'll get this for the table. And then he's down there at the end just shoving them in his mouth. And he's like, what?
I've been in that situation before. Yeah, that sucks. So like I said, I don't know if that's illegal. I feel like once you sit down at the table, you eat the food, you've already agreed to pay the tab, you know?
Yeah, you're accountable for the whole tab. Well, that'd be like you going out with a date with a girl and then just be like, oh, honey, I forgot my wallet. Can you cover this one?
What if you forget your wallet? Then she has to pay for it. It's not illegal. It's immoral. It's a dick move, but it ain't illegal.
She's like, you're like, this date was going really good. And then, you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm just going to make her pay. Then she'll never call me again.
But regardless, the guy that did that on Tinder, he got caught doing it to a bunch of different women. And he actually did end up having criminal charges brought up on him. But, you know, it was reoccurring and just it was a lot.
It was deceitful.
It's Tinder fraud. It's
Tinder fraud.
It's Tinder fraud. You're going out with an expectation you're going to be splitting a check and then you don't.
Or
yes, I don't know. That sounds hard to prosecute, though I feel like in some sense it should be in some way.
Yeah. Well, it's like intent. Like, you do it once on – like, it's, well, I guess anyway it's intentful. But, like, it's like when you have a – I guess it's like a repeated history of deceitful actions, you can eventually get in trouble for fraud.
Once you get up to 35, yeah, you're going to be brought up on charges. If you do it five times – you're scot-free. If he had only 100%. Got five times, if he only got five Christmas birthday presents, and that guy had only taken five women out to eat and dashed on them, he'd probably be fine. But once he gets up to 35, yeah, man, come on. You can't be doing that shit. Here's the thing.
You know, when you go to prison, they obviously judge you for what you're there for. Because if you did crimes against kids or women, they tend to get you in jail. No, like, if you're the guy
there goes Jonas dating, about his prison bit again.
Oh, whatever.
Is this a common one?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know.
You always love
okay, yeah, bring
about,
it on.
So if you go to jail for dating 35 women, are the guys going to – you think the guys in jail are going to try to do something negative to you, or they're going to be like, how'd you pull it off?
They don't fucking care.
No, do you think – because if you – they do care. Because you know
you
hear about people –
if you touch kids or you hit women, yes, they care. But if you just rob women
– unless you meet that one guy who's like, you know what I hate? Dining ditchers. Fucking hate dining ditchers. You're dead meat, man.
I hate people who lie about their birthday.
Yeah.
That's my one thing.
My girl lied about her birthday and then cheated on me on her birthday.
And this opens up an experiment that I'm definitely not like telling the audience to go try, but it'd be interesting to see is like how many different things can you go just do and then just walk off and go, I forgot my wallet and not have pressed charges on you. Like, can I go to the chiropractor and then be like, ah, that was really nice. oops and walk out, like, would that be? That would
tiny dash at the chiropractor.
Well, yeah, you'd be charged for that.
The business is going to charge you. They'll bill you, obviously,
right,
send it to your house. But as far as doing that to, like,
just
said,
random people,
yeah. If you go to the movies, oops, I forgot my wallet. Can you cover this? I've never done that. Have you guys ever had to do that, where you go out on a date and you had to ask her to cover for the bill because you didn't have your wallet? Kept. I just see a look on DJ Dan's face. It's his face that is saying that he may have done this before.
Potentially, she obviously look. I don't remember things that are in my general vicinity, like wallets or cards or things. She still married me. she obviously saw some redeeming quality.
Did you at least Venmo her back? Did you hit her back?
It was pre-Venmo. You just kind of had to be like, "I'll spot you for that," and you. Totally
I'll get you next time.
Yeah, and you definitely won't forget about that.
You definitely won't forget. She's like, "Oh, I won't. Don't worry."
I'm talking. There's a warning sign, and there's a warning sign.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't be dead. Don't be that person, guys.
No, you know how you prevent that? You just make them pay all the time. You just don't pay for anything. You just tell them from the front, if you want to date me, you pay.
Yeah, you'll see how long that lasts.
You know, I ended up married too.
It's super effective. Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah. We're giving all the good romantic advice here, everybody. Listening at home.
So, anyways, I'll jump on to something else now. So, Oculus, the virtual reality headsets.
Yeah.
So I bought one to check it out. I ended up returning it. It was all right. I just didn't feel it. I was going to get my money's worth out of it or whatever. And, you know, they're only like $300, which is a really good deal because it's actually a very, very good piece of hardware. But you have to link your Facebook account to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I just saw online the other day was they do actually sell a version that you do not have to link your Facebook account to. It costs $500 extra, and after the first year, you have to pay $180 a year subscription fee. So your data is worth $500 up front and $180 a year to Facebook to be able to use this thing.
Go ahead.
Now we know why that data is that expensive, though, right?
No, why is it? Tell us, because the listeners.
We know what people are using the Oculus for, that they want to pay a little extra for Facebook to not know about it.
Oh, the VR porn, dude.
Yeah, you got to keep your VR porn private.
Wait, there's VR porn?
Oh, go get it. And he's gone. TNT's out the door.
He's like, I'll be right back.
I gotta go drop $500 on an Oculus.
Get my phone out right now.
They've been making that for a long, long time. Like way back, even before VR was popular. Like I'm surprised they've been making it as long as they have. But I feel like the porn industry always tries to break through the next level of technology before like other industries do. Whereas, let's keep it cutting edge.
Okay, look, I'm gonna out myself as a degenerate here a little bit.
I'm
familiar with like the porn that you can put on. The porn you can put on your phone.
Is it playing?
And then you can like it. You put it. You're supposed to like put it in a box, and then you keep it on your head. And as you look around, like
right.
Scene moves.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Yeah,
with that.
That's essentially what it is. Yeah,
but just with bigger goggles.
But with like, in a system made for VR, not like a little cheap headset that you use your phone with. So it really could be like a 360 encompassing view.
So you're telling me there's guys out there right now with $500 VR headset on, just eyes covered, just kidding it.
It is the world that we live in, and the internet is a thing. So I would have to say that there's probably even more than we imagine are doing that out there.
Just lips extra moist from.
Dude, I don't know if I want to see a porn star right up in my face like that, though. Like, watching on a screen is good enough for me.
No, it's the illusion of it actually happening.
You're in the moment. I think that's one of the things is that we live in, like, a super technologically advanced time all of a sudden. And I think one thing that I feel like authors of the past looking at the future don't think about is people's weird porn habits of the future.
they always got to take it to the next level, dude.
Oh yeah, no. It's always been ahead of the game, and now we've got that horrible. Yes.
What do you think the next step is, DJ Dance? Oh, it's those.
Oh, I have an idea. I'll see what he says first.
Yeah, I want to hear what do you think the next step for porn is?
No, we've already got like the plugs right in, so you have like little porn dreams.
We already have these? Wait, I don't
explain this to me. No, we don't need the listeners. They need to know. Explain yourself.
Well, I'm sure the next level would be like you get like some kind of like Elon Musk head amp implant or something.
You get a Neuralink.
You could just download it. You know Musk is trying to plan that right now. He's like,
it's already out there. They have a Neuralink already.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. And then you like you turn it on and you feel the sensations without even having to do it.
Yeah,
then he was one day have sex again.
He was one day wearing those goggles. He's like, these are heavy. I need this in my brain. It's the next step.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was thinking like those crazy sex dolls they have in Japan that are supposedly like lifelike and they're all, and then somehow you like make it like an AI robot that yes, like acts like a porn star.
No.
That would be so scary. No. Oh my god.
There's that kind of like a menagerie of sex dolls. Own AI.
That's horrifying to me. The uncanny the uncanny valley there. Just
oh yeah, like you walk in from work and they're just wandering your home. They're like, "Hello, master, I'm home. Are you ready for me to service you?" And you're like, "Ah!"
I would be like, "I am not morally okay. You just sit down, please. Here, do you need anything, sex robot? Please don't judge me. I would.
You can't fuck a robot.
No, I can't. I don't think I can. I know that may show something wrong with me. I'm the fucked up one here.
You're like, sit down, sex robot. Do you need anything? Are you okay? How are you feeling?
I feel uncomfortable with this.
I can't fuck a robot. I'm
conflicted.
What if it's like
I don't
a really
know
hot
if
robot?
I could either. A really hot robot.
I'd have to get to know the robot first. I'd have to like talk a little bit, get to know its interests.
What's your personality like, robot? In order for me to be attracted to you, I have to know that you have a good personality.
And robot's like,
Listen, guys, do we talk to our right hands? Do we get to know our right hands' feelings? No.
But it doesn't look like a person. I mean, sometimes you draw a little marker on it or whatever to give it, hi there, how, you know, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, like, are you ready for this?
I don't, listen.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if I could have sex with a robot either. It'd be weird.
No, not for $2,000. I mean, not that I know their prices.
Yeah, not for $27.95 and $400 shipping and the $800 setup fee.
TNT is just like, no, I need a good discounted sex robot. Thank you very much. I need a deal here.
No, they're really small if you go, like, under $1,500.
Oh, a half person, like you were talking about earlier.
Oh, my God, she was a robot.
Oh, that's where it is. Wow, we have finally figured it out. All right.
I'm sorry for the judgmental things I said about robot love earlier. I feel like that was really judgmental. That was coming from a very closed-minded viewpoint. Yeah,
yeah. Robot love is real love.
Yeah, they're real people, all right? Sometimes.
They're programmed to like you.
So now I have seen like the virtual reality where they have like, how can I put this? They have semen extracting robots.
Can we pause and rewind? Can we explain that word for a second?
Okay. Semen extracting robots.
Yes. I mean, I thought it was self-explanatory, but yes.
Well, because here's the thing: is I understand that the device that's attached to, I believe all three of us, it kind of extracts itself. Is it, this thing's taking it out forcibly?
I mean, it just helps with the process.
Oh, got it.
Like, okay, I got you.
It's the term extracting that upset me.
It's a sleeve. It's a sort of like movable sleeve that extracts.
Kind of a sleeve.
It's coaxing. We're making this sound sexier by the sex. Yeah.
And it has like little teeth on the inside to kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I couldn't even look. Once you start talking about teeth and semen.
That was the most erotic thing I've ever seen in my life.
The teeth, just boy, doesn't that look hotter? These teeth are in there, and they're just get at it.
Robot love is real. Sorry, keep going.
So on a documentary. I saw that at a sperm bank. I'm not sure if it was in China, Japan. I don't remember, and I don't want to be offensive. But I saw that they had a semen extraction machine, but it was only like waist height, and it kind of looked like a, I don't know, like a indoor air conditioning unit. And then they would put on the VR headsets, and then they would experience the scene, and then they would just kind of put their...
Really? This is like, so like, instead of like a normal like sperm donation bank where you just like go in and do your thing and come out and say, here's the stuff, they have like this whole elaborate like love you setup where they're like put on the headset.
Wow.
It's like you walk in, she's like serving you tea in the video and stuff. She's like, would you like to sit down? Well, yes, I would.
And then you get, you know, you get the sensation.
You go in and they, the teeth just get in there until it's fine.
I mean, there's a sleeve on it, but yeah.
You described it really well.
I hope so.
I don't know how I would feel about using a machine that other people have used all day.
There would maybe be a weird feeling in that, similar to the hot tub question from a couple episodes ago.
How do you feel about hot tub? We'll get into that later.
We will get into that.
We're going to get into that.
But I would have a similar feeling of going like, I mean, there's been a lot happening in here.
They sanitize, guys.
No, I'm sure they're good at it.
No,
still got an issue with it? You want your own personal sleep?
That'd be like your buddy being like, hey dude, I got this really awesome pocket pee. You want to borrow it, dude? Check it out. It's real good.
A fleshlight?
Yeah, your buddy's like, hey, you want to borrow my fleshlight? Like,
maybe he's a very sanitary buddy.
Yeah, what if he sanitizes it like in front of you? He has like the like one of those kitchen brushes and he's taking it in there, he's cleaning it out. Just getting in there and scraping it. He's got the soap and water, the Lysol, the disinfectant.
Very thorough.
Very thorough.
See, my first thought when you described this bizarre semen extracting plant was there is going to be that one person who comes in. They're like, and here's your VR headset. And they're like, nah, I don't need it.
He's like,
I just like fucking robots. I like fucking air conditioning units. It's my thing. And finally... they've made it just for me.
Oh, John's back again. He's here three times a week.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah, he can finally fuck an air conditioner without chopping it off. It's great.
Fair enough.
So
good for John.
Real quick, I want to touch on this. So basically, I don't really use Facebook. I've had Facebook in the past. I deactivated my accounts long ago.
Good for you.
So when I signed up for this, I just made a new Facebook account with an email that I don't use and had nothing on it. So like I was like, yeah, feel free to steal nothing. But what they actually take from you, it said they do your physical dimension, your hand size, how big your play area is, all the data you create using it, as well as your obvious stuff like your IP address and yada, yada. So they're like getting information about how large you are and what sort of area you have to play in and like weird.
It can calculate your weight, the size of your home.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Fascinating or terrifying.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Right. So like, you know, they always say if the service is free, you are the product. You know what I mean? Like they're giving you the thing for free so they can steal all of your information.
Or get you with microtransactions.
What do they need that for, dude? Like what are they like, why are they just building stockpiles of our data? Facebook is like the scariest entity on the planet. Next to 100%.
Yeah.
What do you think the issue is with this DJ Dan's face?
My facial expression of horror that I have right now.
Yeah. Why do you think they're doing this stuff?
Well, there's like the boring idea that they're probably just trying to figure out just like the technical know-how of how to make an Oculus which doesn't always end up with you punching a hole in your wall. Which is possible, but they've been doing this data collecting thing for years. Like even like y'all remember like the Wii?
Yeah,
they used to have like kids on the Wii would have to like input their weight and their height in this like Wii Fit thing, and it would base your little character on the screen and collect that data, and it would make them fatter or thinner based on what you put in, and you could not change it.
Oh, I didn't know that. So like if you were like a portly young fella. It would make you big and portly, and then you'd be like, Mom, why is my character big and tiny?
And it wouldn't just do that. Like, there was a generation of, like, 11-year-olds who we told them, you're kind of fat. You should work out. And these kids like, thanks the fuck, computer. So I don't trust these big tech companies with when they start doing like all that data collection. It makes me feel a little like they're up to no good. Or maybe mm-hmm. they're just trying to design a better air conditioner to fuck and they just need everyone's dimensions. I don't know.
They're like, well, our average user is 5'8". So, you know, we got to get the air conditioner a little bit shorter because...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like the real answer is that these companies spend millions of... They spend billions of dollars every yeah. year for what they call targeted advertising.
Right, right.
Because advertising is cool, but there's no guarantee you're going to buy that. So if they can figure out as much information as they can about you, mm-hmm. then they can figure out exactly what you're going to buy. They want to know what type of brand of toothpaste you buy so that they can incorporate that into everything that you view online so that it subliminally influences you to buy that stuff. So if they can figure out that how big your house is or how big your room is, oh, we know what kind of furniture you should have. If we can figure out how much you weigh, oh, let's have you look at this clothing line that specifically caters to your size. So it's about saving money with generalized advertising mm-hmm. and getting more into that targeted advertising.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the amount of money they lose on the Oculus, they make up probably 100-fold in advertising.
Yeah.
And because they make money on, oh, here, we'll advertise our other products that we have a hand in the barrel, and you'll buy all of those at regular price, and we make billions of dollars off of that or whatever. It's a crazy thing.
Now, Jonas, I know this has happened to you. I want to know, DJ Dance Face, have you ever had it happen where you'll be talking to somebody about a certain product or a certain brand line, and then you'll notice that it pops up on your phone?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
All the time, yeah.
It's happened to all of us. And this is a real thing.
It's to the point that I feel like we're so inundated with these targeted ads that we don't even notice it for the most part anymore. Like, I remember when, in the very beginning when they first started doing these, that stuff would happen. I'd be like, well, wow, that's creepy.
Yeah, and, right.
And now it happens so much, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I guess they just...
<They're> just thanks, Daddy Zuckerberg. Just he just knows what I want. Well, I like the whole thing
George
back
Bush
in the...
Patriot Act.
Right. Well, I used to think about back in the day, everyone was always like, oh my God, is the FBI tapping my house? And then everybody just puts Google Home and Alexa in their house, which is literally like a wiretap connected to the internet all the time. Because, dude, TNT, do you remember like when you first came to Texas, we found on your app that it stored all of the things that you asked Alexa? Like when you would go, Alexa, what's the temperature? Or Alexa. And it was not even just what you asked. It was literally a recording of his voice. You could find it on the settings where it just so it just has like a profile. That. Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. So when you call in like a, when you call up someone and you're stalking someone, they're like, this voice matches this voice at this IP address. It let's come get them.
It's nuts. Not yeah, to mention that your phones are basically tracking devices. They can find you through your phone. They can pull up your phone records for your history of everything you've ever looked up, everything you've ever Googled. All of that information is stored somewhere. The government has access to it.
And and we have Google Internet, so they know way more about us than
it's very, very
the things that freak me
it's
out.
It's like, what can you do about it at this point?
Right. It's like, I like when I like say I run to the dollar store and then I come home and like 20 minutes later, it's like, what did you think of the dollar store? And I'm like, would you like to rate the dollar store?
Dude,
like,
I hate that shit.
It's so creepy.
I never rate anything.
Mark Zuckerberg, we know you're listening. We love you. We think you're great. And please don't do anything terrible to us.
Yeah. Overlord Zuckerberg, we still praise you every night before we go to sleep like we're required to.
I don't think you're a robot. And if you are a robot, I'm sorry for all the disgusting things we said about robots.
Yes. We don't think you're in that. Hail Bezos. Gross. So real quick, we will touch on it. Then we'll move on to something else. So what is your thought on hot tubs?
Fuck hot tubs.
Oh, you're an F hot tubs guy.
Yeah, it's human soup. It's
okay.
Thank you!
Yes,
you get one other person to agree with you, and all of a sudden you're happy about this.
Which means, I guess, I think with the principle, which is like eight out of ten people will like a hot tub. So I guess I'm the other the two out of the 10.
You two are the two. Yeah.
But no, the concept, there's the hygienic portion of it, which I have a disgusting job. So I'm used to the gross, but something about sitting in a soup with somebody else makes me feel a little weird. And two is just the social aspect of it, is that sitting with another person in a tub instantly puts me into an awkward space in which I don't know what to say. I'm like,
thank you.
We're cooking in each other's juices right now. I shouldn't have said that. That's ruined this moment.
Now, would you with your wife?
Yeah. You know what? Yes. I'd probably still say that and ruin the moment.
Does your wife like hot tubs?
I think she's okay with hot tubs.
Come on.
I'll feel like the majority of people are. Yeah.
Will you swim in a public pool or a swimming pool with your friends? Is that different than a hot tub to you?
I would do it, but I would have thoughts the whole time. And then I would at the end, and this is from a series of things. I've had good experiences hot tubs. My first time drinking beer was in a hot tub, but by that time I was drunk enough that the thoughts of the soup were gone.
The germaphobe thoughts had left.
But I mean, this may have started that I was in a pool once when I heard a lifeguard yell out, "Is that a rock?" And then someone else yelled, "Rocks don't float." And then they had us all get out of the pool because someone shit the pool.
Oh God! And wow, I've never been in a poop pool before.
No, it was a poop pool, so it was really hard to go back after a poop pool.
TNT is just leaning farther.
I'm sorry, TNT, for bringing that image up. But
he already doesn't like pools. Now he's dead.
It wasn't just like half a Snickers bar, like a fun size.
Not even a Snickers bar. It was a rock. It was a. They had to send a guy out with a bucket.
Oh God, he's bobbing for poo, dude. He's ready to go.
That's gross.
Oh, I mean, but Jonas, it's chlorine, so we're good.
Oh, yeah, so hey, it was fine. Like, that water was great. We could all hop right back in afterwards. The chlorine just negated the poop.
Once they got the poop out.
No! I was done for the day. And done with public pools.
I would feel like, yeah, I'm not a big public pool guy. I will go to, like, like, the pool at the apartment complex, I guess. But, right. I won't go to, like, Austin City Pool, pay $3 and jump in and go swim. Like, I'm really good on that. Like,
I'm not going to Zuck Park to swim.
Yeah, no.
Oh, to the Barton Springs. Those are all cold.
Yeah, those are shocking. So, all right, I want to get one more story in here before we.
No, I mean, honestly, let me just solidarity, high five, give me
clap.
This is
the camera.
Now you stay out of this.
Yeah,
I'm showing you the teeth.
Put those teeth away. We are done with that story. It's gone.
Put my fingers in your teeth. I don't know. Never mind.
All right. Anyways,
we're all playing with the camera now.
As we've all grown up, we've all realized that reality shows, sometimes they're fake. You know.
What?
So yeah, I'm sorry to ruin the Santa Claus myth for you. Reality shows sometimes aren't real.
God damn it!
I know you're like, wait, Bridezilla is not a real show. 90 Day Fiance, that is not.
This has devastated me. I'll need a few days.
You're like, I'm done. I'm out, guys.
I'm just going to sign out.
So there was a man. He was on a Chinese reality TV show. He was a Russian guy who he joined on as a consultant or a teacher or something. And they said, oh, you're a good looking guy. Do you want to be part of the show? Because it was like to form a boy band. Whoever got voted on has to form a boy band contractually. Well, midway through the season, he hated every minute of it, and he couldn't leave on his own accord. And they kept voting him on longer and longer and longer on the show because the fans got to decide when he left. So he was there all the way to the finale because he couldn't leave without having to pay a giant fine. And they said he was doing like half-hearted performances and like he was like rapping and dancing. And he was like, don't vote for me. You're not going to get anything from me. And like they just for 3 months kept voting him on till the finale and they finally voted him off. Like, yeah. So I thought that was a pretty terrible, awful story about humanity right there.
That sounds like hell. Really fun for the audience. That actually sounds great. And I'm not saying I wouldn't have voted to keep him on.
Ooh, I probably would have too, just to
but
be an asshole.
That sounds horrible for that guy.
Everybody loves to be a troll. Everybody loves
right.
the troll.
Yeah, it's like you're like, oh, you want to sign up for something that you weren't really into? Well, guess what? That's your life now for 3 more months pretending to be in a boy band.
No, yeah. Like, if you give the people the opportunity to name a space station, they're going to name it Bodie McBoatface. If you give the people an right. opportunity to vote a Russian guy who hates his job to stay on a show, they're going to do it.
Right. That was like when – who was it? It was a guy with Mr. Worldwide. Who is that? Pitbull. When he was like, I'll perform at a Walmart, and then everyone votes the Alaska Walmart that he would go and do a performance.
You know what? Props to Pitbull, though. He handled that with a great spirit.
Yeah, did he actually go to the Alaska Walmart?
Yeah. He went to the Anchorage Walmart. Yeah. The most remote one.
Yeah, but people, it's like, that's what's going to happen. When you give the internet a chance to do anything, they're going to do the most extreme thing possible. Because a bunch of people living in their mom's basement has nothing better to do than ruin the life of somebody else.
That's horrible.
I love that everybody on the internet lives in their mom's basement, where all three of us would do the same thing, and I've never been in a basement.
Are we all not in our mom's basement? Have you ever lived in a mom's basement?
No, I don't think
so. I've never lived in a basement
before. I lived in Oklahoma. We didn't even have a fucking basement. Where are these basements?
No.
Here are these rich assholes with basements.
Everybody's got a basement, and they just go down there, and they get on the internet, and they troll people.
In New York, the apartment building did have a basement, but it's just where they kept the broken washing machine with the roaches in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I just like it's like, but here's the thing. I guess he got his just dessert because like he went on as a consultant and somehow they convinced him to get on the show because he was an attractive person. Like,
okay.
So I mean, yeah, don't sign on for one thing and then like I guess it's his own bound. He had boundary issues because he 100%. Let him talk him into it. Yeah,
yeah. The money probably looked nice. I'm sure they.
Oh, I'm sure
compensation for it.
Oh, and I'm sure they're well taken care of. They're probably in some like lush, fancy place with like all this like lavish food and yada yada. And you have to get in front of a camera and sing and rap in fancy suits all day.
That's like that's like a purgatory of your own making.
Yeah, I felt bad for him at first, but then I'm thinking like he did get himself into it. He probably made bank on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay, all right, here you go. How much would you have to be paid for you to do that? To go on a boy band show that if you won, you had to be in a boy band after that. How much would the compensation be up front to make you do it?
Okay, well, is this in China, South Korea? Where are we going with this boy band?
It can be in the U.S., that's fine.
Because it depends on the intensity of the boy band.
Because in Korea, like the teenage girls will try to accost you constantly.
If this is like some lazy ass like Hanson shit, cool. I'll grow my hair out and say mbop. But if I like have to like stay like super physically fit and learn dance moves, fuck that.
No amount of money would be enough.
Millions of dollars.
Oh,
yeah. How much money would it take?
Of teenage girls, which I know you pine for.
God, fuck! This is getting creepier by the minute. This is worse than robots.
Yeah, but how much money would they be like? Okay, I'll join the show and do the competition. I have to stay the whole time until I'm voted off legally. How much money? Like, I think for $1 million, I'd give it a shot.
I would definitely. Yeah, I think I would give it a shot too. But I feel like it would immediately go to.
What happened to this guy?
Let's just troll the game show until they kick me off, because that sounds like the most fun way to do it.
It does sound like the most fun way to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'd love to be in a boy band, be 100% honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sign me up.
Are we starting
out? How much is it going to take? It's going to take whatever the cost is for my workout plan, my personal chef. I'm going to need spending money. So, I mean, cover all of those plus a
movie deal.
No, Jesus Christ.
A therapist? Because you're probably going to need one of those.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, yeah, obviously. All the amenities plus a fund that I have for spending. Like, I'm going to need, I need to live somewhere. My mom needs somewhere to live. So, I don't know. Like, you want to add all these up, I'm going to say probably a couple million dollars to get me.
Well, here's the thing, though. this was in China, and we know how they humanely treat all of their residents.
I'm not commenting on that.
They're not worried about your living situation. They're like, here's $50. Deal with it. We know where your parents live.
Now, if anyone's curious about doing this, I have heard stories that not in China, but in Japan, oftentimes people who go over there to like teach English can get side gigs going on game shows because it's just fun for game shows there to just grab random foreigners and put them on the game show.
Really?
I'm sure that's not for any toxic, problematic reasons at all.
yeah, right.
But it's like laughing at white people and black people, I'm guessing.
But people have made some money doing that.
Well, and I think, aren't the Japanese game shows those really, really outlandish? Like, it's like just the most random, most random shit ever that you're doing.
Like, yeah, Silent Library, it's a pretty great one. I'd recommend
it. Wait, hold on a second. Tell us. I'd have no clue what this is. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, it's someone in a library, and they like it's completely quiet, and they can't make any noise, and weird, outlandish things happen around them, and they have to just stay totally quiet and say nothing while doing it. Weird.
And what happens if they don't?
I don't know. They die. I'm not sure.
they haven't get murdered.
I haven't seen the someone get through it all the way. But
okay.
So once they make a noise, it's over.
I think so.
So it's like, what's that movie where they can't talk?
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
Yeah.
That's how. Yeah. That's where Jim from The Office got the idea for his movie. He's like, I'm just gonna do a movie. And if they talk, they die. But it's similar. But you know, not as extreme as Silent Library.
You know, it's interesting because I have definitely seen a video of like celebrities. Just for instance, I saw Hugh Jackman on one of those Japanese game shows, and he was just making like emoting and making all these faces just to like kind of get the crowd going. Yeah, essentially just hamming it up. I didn't realize is that they actually paid a premium for Americans to get on that show.
Yeah, there's a video of Mads Mikkelsen, and they're making him eat weird things with chopsticks and just laughing at him. And he you can tell he's like, this is dumb. What am I doing? I'm famous.
They're just like, ha ha, silly American trying to eat with chopsticks. Let's try to make him eat like marbles.
I could make millions. I'm black.
Go there and just be like, put me on a game show.
Yeah.
You know, we should really try to get the Crazy Town podcast hip in Japan, because then they'll fly us out to do something. We'll do a live on scene in Japan version.
Yeah. Make the Japanese
like translators.
Get a translator for the podcast, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You
all right, I'm on it. Do you have any contacts over there? DJ Dance Face, do you have a contact in Japan?
I have absolutely no contacts in Japan.
You ever been to Japan?
No, I've been to Hong Kong, which is adjacently closer than Texas is to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
it's closer. It's not in Japan. It's the closest. Okay, it's the farthest I've been to East Asia. It was nice then. That was before all the current. That's sad, though. It's like New York, but cleaner. Very nice.
Yeah, there is a few sad things going on in that area currently.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to go. I would love to go myself.
Was that for pleasure or for business?
My wife's family used to live in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Not Japan, in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Nice. So it was a trip just to go see family.
It was just a visit trip. I enjoyed it very much for the most part.
Nice. Yeah,
What about the other part?
I have very weak bowels, so any traveling trip becomes a really exciting an exciting adventure, and me learning very basic words for bathroom and getting in really wacky situations.
Is it because of the food that you eat and stuff, or just like anxiety traveling, sort of like whatever?
Who knows? Anytime I travel outside of the United States, I gotta shit fast, and I have to run real fast and yell bathroom in different languages.
Oh, they're like, crazy American. All he needs.
I'm sure they're used to it, but they're just like, ah, this guy again.
Never heard of geographical IBS.
Yeah, right. Inside the U.S., I mean, perfectly okay. Once they get outside the border, it's like one of those shopping carts that lock when you leave the parking lot.
Yeah, I just I cross the border and my battleship is against me.
All right, fair enough.
He's gone too far.
Oh goodness! Well, that was quick, man. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Yeah,
that
we've already been
fucking great. That was really enjoyable. So
we want to thank DJ McDanceface for being with us. And of course, if you're still listening, subscribe on our YouTube channel. TheCrazyTown.com will take you there, or you can go Spotify, iTunes, all that crap. DJ McDanceface, any closing words?
Send these motherfuckers to Japan.
Woot. I like how he's. If we get to go because of this, you're coming with us. Just saying.
Yeah, that's all I'm. That's the only reason I did this podcast was to.
Just in case we may go to Japan. I got you.
Dogecoin to the moon.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, TNT. Any other closing words?
That was what I had to say. Dogecoin to the moon.
All right, that's fair. All right, well, for Jonas and TNT. And Mr. DJ McDanceface.
Yes,
we are out.